Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
And you're going on a Wednesday. This is the Wondrous Wednesday edition of Breakfast. We've been asking you to share your testimonies this morning. Anything that's happened in your life now and over your entire lifetime. Because there's got to be something in your life journey that would be reason for you to thank God. We've had a stunning message this morning about how God, when somebody could not have any children and they felt so desperate, they ran to and accepted Jesus. They were prayed for and they felt that something had changed and they were so excited when they started to ovulate and then even more excited when they got pregnant. What a story from back in the day. Somebody needed help at work finding a chemical and God worked all these incredible things through people. Even misunderstandings and being sent somewhere erroneously was where they actually found the answer to what they were looking for the laboratory by God's grace. It was an amazing story. I've got another one coming up that I'm going to share a little bit later on this morning because we need to chat to Zanti now about a marriage that is busy being restored by God. These wonderful stories. We're so grateful for them and we're going to ask you to keep sharing because the spirit of Jesus, the testimony that we share is that spirit of prophecy that is created, that hope inside of us that as God has done it for them, He can do it for me too. 14 minutes before 8 o'clock, Zanti. Goeiemôre, hoe gaan dit daar in Pretoria?
Goeiemôre, Brad. Dis vir my altyd so amazing om daai joyful stem van jou op 'n Woensdag te hoor.
Wie wil nou iemand hoor wat nou nie energie het so vroeg in die oggend nie? Ek moet mense 'n bietjie uithelp.
Absoluut. Ja, ek wil vir jou sê, jy kry dit reg.
Oh, dankie.
Well done.
Nee, my kite vlieg nie onder die mat vandag nie, hoor.
Glad nie, ek hoor hom, hy is hoog bo teen die hemel en dis waar hy hoort. Fantastisch.
Ai, Zanti, is altyd lekker om saam te kuier. Waaroor gesels jy vandag?
Hey, wat op hierdie Wondrous Wednesday en ek het nou net gehoor na jou getuienis of van die persoon wat die getuienis gehad het. Ek wil sommer net die Here dankie sê. Thank you to a wondrous, significant, almighty God. Amen. For whom nothing is impossible. En ek wil vandag vir jou sê, toe ek daai storie hoor, toe dink ek net so aan my eie storie. Ek het vandag, ja, 'n klomp kinders en dis iemand wat endometriose stage 4 gehad het en waarvoor dokter gesê het, ek sal nooit kan kinders hê nie. And God's word was to over every medical report. And may we keep trusting and believing His word. Amen. But that for Him, nothing is impossible. Maar ek wil vandag op hierdie Wondrous Wednesday, wil ek ons luisteraars en myself net weer herinner aan een van die wonderlikste blessings en gawes van die Here wat hy vir ons kom gee. And my challenge is, do we use it? Do we really, every morning of our lives, get up and use what God gave us? Or do we allow the enemy to keep us on the floor? En somme bo op ons te trap ook heel dag. You see, God gave us a wondrous armor to wear every day. En so baie keer dink ek, is ek en jy plat geslaan, of ons het nie hoop nie, of ons sien nie uit na môre nie, of ons sien nie hoe ons uit hierdie situasie uit gaan kom nie, en ons is so moeg en ons is so hopeloos. En dan kom die Here en dan sê in sy woord in Efesiërs 6 vers 10 tot 18, dan sê hy, finally, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Because will he have schemes? Absolutely. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Verstaan ons dit regtig? Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, stand. Stand firm then, with a belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with a readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Yeah. Is it nie mooi nie? In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit in all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Julle, ek het 'n armbandjie vir my laat maak met the armor of God, and I've done that just to remind myself every day when I put it on. I pray. You see, because the belt of truth protects us from the lies and it sets us apart from the world. The breastplate of righteousness protects our heart from Satan's accusations. And the shoes of the gospel of peace for me is always a symbol that I have to walk in peace and live in peace. The shield of faith extinguishes the devil's flaming arrows. The helmet of salvation protects the mind from doubt and attacks by the devil. Maar ek wil vir oggend iets uitlig en ek wil regtig vir jou vra, wanneer laas het jy the sword of the spirit gebruik, which is the word of God, which is used to fight off the devil and his temptation? Jy sien, as daar 'n tyd was waar ons geleef het, wat die versoeking so hoog was, dat dit 'n tyd soos nou. But do we use the word of God as a sword to fight off temptations and to flight off the devil? Om hom af te weer met daai swaard. Nou ek wil vandag vir jou sê, ek wil net vir jou kom wys hoe wonderous en hoe amazing die swaard van die woord van die Here is en hoe dit prakties goeders kan kom verander. En dan wil ek jou uitdaag en vir jou sê, wanneer laas and the armor of God is one to get up in the morning and say, Lord, please put on my spirit man the armor of God. En dan deur te gaan. Maar om te besef that do you know the truth? Because that will set you free. That's your belt. Do you know that you are righteous? Because that was a gift. That will protect your heart. Do you walk in peace or do you walk in war? Because that is your shoes. And the helmet of salvation. Do you know that nothing can separate you from the love of God? Do you tell yourself that every day? Because that is the armor. And then do you spend time in the word of God? Because that is your sword. You see, because research shows us that if you take God's word seriously, if you take that spirit, that sword in the spirit, which is the word of God, if you take that seriously, researchers has found that those who read their Bibles once or twice a week, once or twice a week, has no extra benefit to the don't read at all. But if you read your use your sword of the Spirit, your word of God, if you read that three times a week, minor gains were starting to be detected. But with four times a week, everything started to spike with research they did on thousands of people. These people who started reading the word of God four times a week and more using this sword, they started sharing their faith and it skyrocketed by 200%. They started discipling others and that jumped up a whopping 230%. In contrast, feelings of loneliness dropped 30%. Are you lonely today? Maybe the word of God can help you in that. Anger issues dropped with 32%. Relationship bitterness dropped with 40%. Alcoholism plummeted with 57%. Feelings of spiritual stagnancy fell with 60%.
Yeah.
And finally, the viewing of pornography decreased by 61%. That is a huge addiction. And the Lord says the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, can be used against Satan's temptations. This, for me, is a practical example of how powerful the armor of God is. And then God, as Francis Schaeffer loved to say, he said, God is there. And he is not silent. He is speaking through his word. So crack open a Bible today and hear your maker speak. Amen.
I love that. Well said, Francis. Crack open that Bible today and smell its pages and make your underlining. Submitted. It's not bad if you underline and highlight things and make circles in your Bible. That's a good thing. Don't think you may not touch your Bible. Make markings.
You may.
Yeah. Do what you got to do. Crack it open today. Zanti, we love it. Thank you so, so much. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Thanks for another reminder of the armor of God. I'd love to see a picture of that bracelet that you're talking about. Could you share a picture with me and then I can describe it later on to the listeners? I think they'd be very interested.
I will definitely do that. I'll take a picture now.
Okay, we love that. And I'll share it with the listeners a bit later on. Zanti, thank you so much. A lekker, lekker dag for jou nog gesels ons weer.
Ach, vir julle ook weer, tata.
Bye-bye, donkey, Zanti.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.